And we have Aria Scarlett from Icarus Lives with us in the studio right now. How are you doing, Aria?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing? Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, not a problem at all. Not a problem at all.
Such a good track. I mean, I was a fan of Icarus Lives before I got to be a part of the show, so it's so good to like hear some of the old tracks and be like, yeah, I remember being at those shows. So good.
Yeah, you're going to take a little bit of a trip down memory lane tonight and also play a couple of the newer tracks as well. So the story of how you got involved with Icarus Lives, it's a really good story. So, yeah, how did it happen?
Oh, for sure. So Naomi, the drummer in Icarus Lives, and I have been friends since we were about 12 years old, running amok at Australian youth choirs and all that sort of thing. So when I got a phone call from an old friend saying, hey, I've got a little bit of a problem. I don't have a singer for an upcoming gig that we've got. And I know that you can learn material really quickly because I'm a full-time musician myself and I need someone who can just fill this spot, just like one-off show, one-time thing. Can you do it for us? And of course I was going to say yes. Like, this is my friend asking for a favor. I get to hang out with some really cool people, so why not? This is all my fault. I then got addicted. I had the best time playing with Icarus Lives on stage that I was like, you can't get rid of me now. This is it. I hope that you liked my audition, because this is over. I'm in. I'm like a little tick. I really buried myself in there.
I think a lot of bands fall to that, that particular one. But, were you a fan of the band beforehand?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. And because I'd been friends with Naomi for so long, I really watched the formation of the band. So I was at like every single gig being like, oh my gosh, that's my friends. And then eventually got to play with my friends. And, you know, how cool is that?
Yeah. And you're classically, for people that don't know, you're classically trained in opera, soprano?
Yes. Yeah, I'm a dramatic soprano singer. I have 2 degrees in classical music and in operatic voice and all that stuff. But I love the combination of metal and opera. I see them, this is going to be a really bad analogy / metaphor. I sort of see them as if you have a seesaw and that seesaw is music. I see that like, classical music lives on one extreme and metal lives on the other. And if you put them both on the seesaw, they really balance each other out quite nicely.
Nice.
It's a bad analogy, but I like it.
Oh, it's okay. But so before your life as the lead singer of Icarus Lives, you obviously had a lot of other stuff happening.
Yeah.
Tell us what sort of projects you're involved in and, you know, what sort of works. I know you're involved with M Burrows at some stage for a collab. Yeah.
Yeah, we released a song called Corrosive together as part of a lockdown initiative that was just about getting musicians together who may not have worked together before. And that was an incredible experience. And I got to learn a lot about her process and her work. And my goodness, she's an incredibly talented woman with a lot to offer. Before that, and even still now, I produce and host a lot of different shows. I founded a show called WA Exposé, which is all about like getting artists out onto stages that they might not have the opportunity to get out on, and giving audiences an experience of like a really wide variety of arts. I put Icarus Lives right next to drag queens, and that was before I was a singer with Icarus Lives, just to be like, hey, look, all art is valid and it all deserves a space next to each other, and come along and experience something you might not have seen before.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the sort of stuff that I love to do. I love to get rid of elitism in music, and I love to really shine and show a lot of different incredible talents. We've got so much great local talent in Perth.
Yeah, sure have. Yeah, it's too good to go to waste.
Yeah, completely, yeah.
So in terms of your influences, metal and non-metal, what sort of goes into the mix when you're performing and writing and
yeah, I think that there are like obviously there are some classical influences in my vocals and in my lyrics and stuff. Don't worry, I don't write any of these songs in German or something. Nothing like that. Nothing like that's happened since joining. Who knows? We might yet. I think that there's been a great variety of influences that have come into Icarus Lives since joining, and it's really allowed a lot of the members of the band to explore some of their alternate influences as well. One of our lead guitarists, Cohen, has written incredible songs about like the strangest things before. He recently did an interview where he spoke about like, well, one time I got bored, so I decided to write a song about what would I do if my fingers were sausages and I had to write a song. And he wrote an entire demo based on this strange concept. So it's been really cool to like see them all come out of their shells recently, which has been It's been so cool. Like, cool. Yeah, when you get someone like me in there, you kind of drag everybody out. I don't leave anyone behind.
And of course, they've been going for some time. I think the band was formed in 2014.
Sure. I mean, I'll believe you. I won't quote anything. I forget. Too long.
Right. So it's all kind of we'll play the new track a little bit later.
Yeah.
But it seems to be all kind of crystallizing now with yourself joining. Why don't we hear a track from the album that was released a couple of years ago, Vanta Black, and the track we're going to hear is Last One Left on Critical Mass.
Such a good one. Yes, let's do it.
Sure is. We'll be right back. Yeah, that's Icarus Lives from the Vantablack album from 2017. And that's one of the last tracks on the album, Last One Left. Really tickled my fancy, that one. You're listening to Critical Mass on RTRFM 92.1.
Even if you can't be there in person, there's plenty of ways that we can all continue to support the arts, music and hospitality industries in WA.
Donate to Support Act or other charities that are helping to support the community.
Purchase music and merch from your favourite artists, support your local restaurants with takeaway and check in with your mates that have lost a gig or a shift.
And as always, keep it locked to your local independent radio station, RTRFM.
I'm with Aria from Icarus Lives. Live in the studio, and we're talking about the new EP and the gigs that are coming up as well. Aria, just probably wanted to know, when you played quite a few gigs now live with Icarus Lives, how have you adapted your vocal style to the songs, that the back catalogue?
Oh, yeah, of course. So they're obviously, as you've been playing them tonight, Icarus have a substantial back catalogue of incredible songs and works. It's been really cool to learn them all. But what's great about the members of Icarus is they really gave me a lot of free rein to add my own little spins and dips and twirls and frills on top of things, to really make the songs my own. The great thing about all musicians and all vocalists is that we're not trying to copy each other or be each other. We all just get to add our extra little spice into the soup. It's great.
Cool. And conversely, have the band been able to sort of play a little bit differently to your vocal style? Or is it?
Ooh, yeah, I definitely think so.
Yeah.
I think that there has been some shifts and some pushing and pulling that's happened in the pieces. As I think I said before, because I was a fan of the music, I knew how they behaved on stage, how poorly they behaved on stage. No, I'm kidding. They're wonderful. You're great, guys.
I'm going to get phone calls.
I know, I'm going to get in trouble. I'm going to get off this and I'm going to get a slap on the wrist. No, I already knew the sort of attitude that they had in their stage presence and how they liked to perform and act on stage and stuff. So it was a really good and easy thing to slot into, but also a really fun thing to play against and to change as well. Keep them on their toes.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah. And I guess it sounds like the band members have a kind of an equal share in the creative input.
Oh yeah.
How have you contributed to the writing, the recording, the production, rehearsals, that sort of stuff since you've joined?
Yeah, for sure. So without being too much of a diva in the entire process, as opera singers are want to do, I've been able to come in and take a look at some of the bass instrumental tracks that were already in progress of being written, I've written all of the lyrics and vocal melodies to all of the songs in the upcoming EP, Scorched Reprise. And with the help of the other vocalist, Chris, who's also our bass player, we've been able to come up with some really great storylines that have helped fit each song into a much bigger narrative that we're really excited to start sharing with people in Scorched Reprise and with the upcoming album that happens after that.
Yeah, and as you were saying, Chris has taken a lot more vocal role
totally.
In the new EP. Yeah, can you describe, because it does sound a little bit different than previous releases, describe what people can expect to hear.
You can expect to hear some really powerful and guttural vocals coming out of Chris, which, I mean, I'm so incredibly proud of, because they've always been there. He's got a powerhouse of a voice. It's been really cool to have sessions in rehearsals where we get everybody else to be quiet and we just bounce ideas off of each other in terms of like what this story is and what this song's going to look like lyrically, because the story is obviously, at least for me, is like the base of every single song that we do. So getting Chris to write his own lyrics and his own growls it's just been an incredible process to watch and to support.
Cool, yeah. So it's really the evolution of the band, isn't it?
Definitely,
changing, yeah, as you go. Yeah. All right, cool. Well, want to hear another track now? Going to hear the single that was released about 3 years ago?
Yes.
Yes, a lot of people's favourite. This Collision of Counterparts.
My favourite too.
On Critical Mass. We'll be right back. that's Icarus Lives with Collision of Counterparts, a single that they released about 2 or 3 years ago, and it's a cracker. And we have Aria still with us in the studio. We're in the home straight. Just wanted to mention a few details about it, the gigs that you're doing.
Yeah, 100%.
And the first one is Metal United Down Under, the Perth leg.
Yes, for sure. So Metal United Down Under, I know we talked a little bit about it before, how great it is when you can get so much local talent in one room. And that's exactly what Black Rose Entertainment have been doing with the Metal United shows. There are 8 incredible bands on this lineup on April 2nd at the Milk Bar, including acts such as Silent Night, Giant Dwarf and Prognosis Negative. What's incredible about this show is that it puts up established acts with up-and-coming acts all on the same lineup, because that gives a brand new experience to audiences and a brand new experience to bands as well. It's a cracker of a night, and I really would recommend people being there. Yeah.
Yep. It's happening all over the country too.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. I mean, we'll just be in the Perth one.
Yeah.
In the Perth one, that's the one I'm the most excited about. But yeah, it is happening all over the country.
So the full lineup is Silent Night, Kimura, Ashen, another band which I'm pretty into, especially their last release, Giant Dwarf, Icarus Lives, Infinite Exile, who we've had on the show before, Vulgarite, and Prognosis Negative.
There we go.
So you're getting your money's worth for that one. And then the following day, is it?
Oh, no, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How are you going to...
Lots of sleep and lots of lemon in your tea.
Yeah. So the it's the Wacken Open Air Metal Battle.
Yeah, so this is my first ever... Battle
the Perth leg of it,
yeah.
So it's a battle, like a battle of the bands.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I think that's exactly the concept behind
it. And that's on Sunday, 3rd of April, at the Badlands Bar. And the lineup for that one is Inner Sanatorium, The Fuhrer, Kimura, Tom Thumb, Vulgarite, All This Filth, and Icarus Lives. So yeah, that's a big weekend for.
It is a big weekend, but considering all of the shutdowns and restrictions and everything, it's going to be good to do a couple of back-to-back shows and really come back strong.
Yeah, and it'd be hard to go to work on Monday, I would imagine, after
luckily,
both of
I'm
those.
A full-time user, so I just sleep in.
Fair
don't
enough.
Don't know about my other band members, but I'm not really considering them.
They'll live.
They'll be fine.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Chris has a brand new kid, so he's already not sleeping.
He's in trouble then.
Yeah, he's already not sleeping, so what's the difference?
Yes. And then you got to, when they grow up, the fun doesn't stop there.
Oh, no. don't tell him that.
Next steps for Icarus Lives.
So the next step is that we have the full EP. I think we're going to play Secret Keeper in a second, which is the brand new single. But Scorched Reprise is dropping on the 22nd of April. And I would recommend that everyone keeps an eye out on our social media. We're Icarus Lives AU on Instagram and Facebook, because we might be putting on a very special launch event related to the full EP relaunch.
Okay. Around about the time it's released or
a bit after? Yeah, you'll just have to
after.
Follow us on social media to find out the exact details for that one.
Okay. Being very mysterious there.
I know.
Any sort of tours lined up at the moment?
We're
or
in the process of
planning.
It's all a bit hard, obviously, to plan things at the moment, but we are definitely planning some tours, planning some new shows and planning some brand new experiences that involve other theatrical elements and not just metal music as well. So there's some really cool stuff coming out of Icarus Lives.
Cool. And are we another album in the pipeline perhaps? Are we thinking about
already.
That?
Yeah, you can't stop these guys. I can't get them to take a breather or take a break ever. So they're already fresh into the full album, which we're incredibly excited about. Because Secret Keeper is the first track that I got to write on and perform in on these tracks. So it's really cool to be turning around straight away and writing a full album with them.
So that's the work's underway already.
It's already happening. Cool. You're always working on the next thing.
Cool, excellent. And the other members of the band, do they have any other projects on at the moment or anything of interest, or is there sort of total commitment to Icarus Live at the moment?
Yeah, at the moment the main commitment from everybody is into Icarus Lives, which is really cool to see. Cohen has his own side project of solo music, as do I, which is super cool, but right now we're all really, really head first into this next album and into the EP launch. We're very excited to be showing everybody the new direction that we're taking.
Cool. Well, Aria, thanks for coming in. It was a pleasure to talk to you. Good luck with the EP launch. Good luck with Icarus Lives for the future. And, we'll hope to see you back in here sometime in the future.
I'm sure you will. Thank you so much for having me.
And we're about to sample your amazing vocals now. This is the first single release from the EP.
Yeah, this is the first single release and the first one that I got to write on and sing on. So this is the first that you'll be hearing my vocals tonight, and I'm very excited to share it with you all.
Awesome. This is Secret Keeper on Critical Mass.